Hey, it's Eric Zane, and UncommonGoods.com is a great place to shop for the holidays. I just picked up a Himalayan salt barbecue plank. It's a square, 8 inches by 8 inches, inch and a half thick, made of Himalayan salt. You put it on the grill, and your veggies on top of the Himalayan salt barbecue plank. Oh my gosh, what a way to season the veggies with the Himalayan salt barbecue plank. Just one of the thousands of items for sale for everyone at UncommonGoods.com. I love that when you're shopping for Christmas gifts at UncommonGoods.com, you've got stuff for readers, for nerds, for travelers, for foodies, sports fans, for music lovers. Everything under the sun can be found at UncommonGoods.com. The kids are like, Dad, what do you want for Christmas? And I go, well, just go to UncommonGoods.com and find something that you know I'll like. And you can do the same thing. And I've got a special deal for you. Make this holiday the year you give something truly unforgettable. To get 15% off your next gift, go to UncommonGoods.com/Zane. That's UncommonGoods.com/Zane. You'll get 15% off. Don't miss out on this limited time offer. Uncommon Goods, we're all out of the ordinary. Hey friends, here's a clip from the latest edition of Who Are These Free Beers, show number 53. Found at patreon.com/Eric Zane. Sign up for 7 days free to get the full show. Greg very seriously says, hey, I've been talking to my boys and I want them to be good men. So I want to ask you guys qualities in good men. And I'm going to ask the guys and I'm going to ask the ladies. The guys are like, well, you know, be respectful, you know, just very basic shit.
Yeah.
And I think what appears to have happened is Kelly has been bothered by something that happened a few days earlier. They had a meeting, supposedly, and two particular things stood out to her. One of the things was done that offended her, and another thing that Maitland had done to her that she was offended on her behalf.
Yeah.
So Greg is expecting, you know, pretty straightforward path. Give me some qualities that my sons should have. And she looks at it as an opportunity to air all of this huge grievance she has.
Yeah, let's unload.
Yeah, and boy, does she. And I think she, more than once, and I'll point it out when we get to it, is very frustrated with Free Beer.
Okay.
For him not speaking up.
Yeah, that's one of the things that I was trying to keep my ear out for because the Reddit thread had pointed that out.
Yes, yes. All right, so Greg says to her point blank, hey, Kelly, some qualities.
If you had boys, what would you want a man to be?
Aware.
Meaning?
Mm-hmm. Meaning, like, we had a meeting the other week where I said something that
she gets right into it.
I was so exaggerated by somebody who's in a higher position. And it has been exaggerated over and over and over again. And even when I pointed out, like, God, this has been taken to heart in such an exaggerated way.
Okay, so she keeps saying exaggerated. I'm going to listen to that again just so we can kind of process it because it all happens very quickly. She goes from being aware to, hey, we had a meeting last week. And I guess this happened just before the live show. What I'm figuring out is Kelly said something and then this person that she's not happy with exaggerated what she meant or something like that, did something that offended her. And I can't quite even begin to wonder exactly what it is, but she's pissed off about it. I know that.
If you had boys, what would you want a man to be?
Aware.
Meaning?
Mm-hmm. Meaning, like, we had a meeting the other week where I said something that was so exaggerated by somebody who's in a higher position. And it has been exaggerated over and over and over again. And even when I pointed out, like, God, this has been taken to heart in such an exaggerated way.
Okay, so there's that. She then references, if this happens, I would want somebody to say something. So she's pissed about a lot of things. A, that whoever this is did that. Second of all, that one of the guys in the room didn't step in.
Being aware that, like, if that happens, to say something.
Okay. If that happens to say something, it was cut off. And so that's issue number one. And then I think this is issue number two. Issue number one was higher up taking something Kelly said and, quote, exaggerated it. is issue number two is this Maitland thing.
Or being aware that like Maitland did all of these awesome graphics. And then in that same meeting, they were like, wow, you did great graphics. We're going to hire a guy from another place and pay him to do it.
Oh, fuck. Okay, so that sounds terrible, goddammit. My holy shit.
Yeah.
Now, Freebeard tries to add something to what she just said, but which kind of like almost diffuses what she said. He's okay. Like, well, that isn't exactly. But she stays firm. And Greg backs down.
We're going to hire a guy from another place and pay him to do it.
Yeah. Well, nag someone to do it free. But
No, he said pay. And then that's when I texted the group and was like, do we say something about this? So then I just said something.
So.
Yeah, it sounds like she got upset again at Greg.
Two issues. First issue and then this one. Clip 20. Freebeer again clarifies, but Kelly is undeterred.
I was like,
Tommy muttered in that meeting. No one could hear him. He said, well, actually, he was doing it as a favor.
Right. He said he was going to trade concert tickets. Either way, that was even a thought without even considering Maitland. That one meeting, just sitting there, there were so many little microaggressions.
Okay. So she doesn't like the first thing we talked about. And why not just let Maitland do the graphics? She, you know.
I already did them. Yeah.
I mean, that I would have a... from what I've heard right there, it sounds like two legitimate things. I don't have all the information about the first thing, okay? Yeah. But I think three things she's pissed off about. She's pissed off that that guy did that, whatever it was. She's pissed off that someone didn't say anything, and I think it's Freebeer, because she later talks about, hey, Hot Wings spoke up. Thank you very much, Hot Wings. But she's referencing Freebeer. Kelly really rolling now and back to issue number one of some higher up quote, taking something Kelly said and exaggerating it.
There were so many little microaggressions that I don't think men really understand every single day that we just have to kind of roll with, because it's like, oh, okay, you took what I said and immediately exaggerated it. And then you took what I said and then took somebody off to the side afterwards to reiterate that exaggeration. So in those moments.
And that was Freebeer. Later on, she says he took you aside to talk to you.
Oh, really?
Yes.
To be aware and say something.
So again,
oh,
to be aware and
say
something. So now she's really pointing the goddamn cannon at Freebeer. When the guy takes you aside to be aware and say something. Holy shit. She's kicking the shit out of him. I'm going to play that again.
There were so many little microaggressions that I don't think men really understand every single day that we just have to kind of roll with, because it's like, oh, okay, you took what I said and immediately exaggerated it. And then you took what I said and then took somebody off to the side afterwards to reiterate that exaggeration. So in those moments, to be aware and say something.
Okay, so now Craig's fucking, he feels like he's, you know, 1 inch
back
tall.
Into a corner.
That's it, my free clip from episode number 53 of Who Are These Freebeers? If you want that full episode and the 52 before it, sign up for free at patreon.com/Eric Zane. That's patreon.com/Eric Zane. Sign up for 7 days. You do need a credit card to do that, but go ahead and cancel it right after. You still get the 7 days. That way, you won't inadvertently be charged if all you want is the 7 days. But if you're like, I love this, this is great, go back into your profile, re-enable the card, and I'll charge you either $5 a month for audio, $10 a month for audio, video, live streams, first crack at all content with that. And if you sign up for a full year, I'll take 10% off of the price. So what's $60 a year for all the audio? It's 54. What's 120 for audio, video, live streams, first crack at new material is now 108. All of that at patreon.com/Eric Zane. Thanks for checking this out. Bye-bye.